The holidays start here at Kroger with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. Make creamy mac and cheese or a spinach artichoke fondue from our selection of Murray's cheese. No matter how you shop, Kroger has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Instagram Stories Flash Briefing. A lot of news and a variety of different things I'm going to talk about today, so let's get right into it. First, the original founders of Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, have teamed up to launch their first product together since leaving the whole Facebook environment. It's called RT.live, and it's an up-to-date tracker of how fast COVID-19 is spreading in each state. I'm not going to get too much into this, but it tracks based on how fast the virus is spreading in each particular state for a number of greater than one or less than one. Less would be better. It means it's not spreading as fast. Really good information. It's nice to see these guys still working together to create products that are needed. Here's the quote from TechCrunch. Mike Krieger said that Kevin Systrom has been writing and publishing open source data analysis notebooks on how to calculate RT on a daily basis. We wanted to take that work and visualize it so anyone can see how their state is doing at curbing the spread, end quote. It's nice to see the product founders of Instagram still working to create new things. And actually, I have interviewed the author of a new book all about the inside story of Instagram. Her name is Sarah Fryer. The title of the book is No Filter, The Inside Story of Instagram, and it is a fascinating read. I've been working through it over the past couple of days. Just came out on Wednesday, and I love it. I interviewed Sarah for my podcast, so you can check out the latest episode of my podcast, episode 24, No Filter, The Inside Story of Instagram, where I interview Sarah Fryer. If you listen all the way to the end, there's actually a book giveaway, so check that out. Additionally, it is Mosseri Monday, where we review the things the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, has posted about lately. And actually, on Friday, he did another Q&A where he answered some really good questions. The first question he touched on has to do with a recent court case that was decided just this past week that a photographer could not sue a website because the website embedded her Instagram post. This is a really interesting case. The concept is that if you post something on Instagram and then someone takes that post and embeds it in their website, they're still giving you credit. They're not stealing your photo and taking it and saying it's theirs. They're not screenshotting it, nothing like that. In that particular case, that is in fact legal. Adam Mosseri commented on this case. The question, will you remove the embed option to protect professional photographers' livelihoods? Here's his answer.
For those of you who might not be aware, there was actually a court case this week about this very issue that we weren't even involved in. We're not going to remove the ability to do embeds because we think they're really valuable broadly, but our position is very much that if you're going to use someone's work, you should get their permission first, even if it's an embed.
The next question, and this is a really good one because it's timely for me, what are effective ways to promote a podcast on Instagram? I want to just take a step back and point out that for me, historically, posting about podcasts on Instagram have resulted in less likes and comments than any other post I've ever done. Here's Adam's answer.
A few things come to mind. You can talk about it in stories during the week. You can link to it with stories and the swipe up. You can even go live and do the podcast live. We're actually working on the ability to save from live to IGTV. So hopefully that'll come out soon. So lots of ways. Try them out.
Just going to be honest with you, those answers are not great from where I sit. You need to have 10,000 followers in order to do this swipe up. If you are going to go live and you want the audio quality to be good, you're not going to get good enough audio quality for a podcast by going live with someone. It's just frankly not there. And going live while you're recording a podcast on another platform adds a layer of confusion and complexion that no one needs. I could go deeper on this, but I'm not going to. But that's it for today's Flash Briefing. I look forward to sharing more insights with you tomorrow.